主啊，我给你管理，而以你目的我被你服，
他你服，
他你我主被告，一个是爸爸就给，他你我主被告，我被你服。
阿拉鲁啊，
阿拉鲁，主啊，我给你。
Praise the Lord. But for me and you to be filled with all the fullness of God. You know, God is holy. He can only dwell in a holy vessel. So one of the scriptures he gave us for this month of September is found in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. It says, abstain from every form of evil. He said, now, when you abstain from evil, then may the God of peace sanctify me and you completely. May your whole spirit, soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The moment we clean up, the moment we set ourselves apart, the moment we propose in our heart that we are going to live for Him alone, the moment we choose like Daniel that we are not going to defile ourselves, we are going to walk in righteousness, the moment we start thirsting and hungry for righteousness, the Bible says, blessed are the people that are thirsty and hungry for righteousness, for they shall be filled. They will be satisfied. What happens? He tempts me with all his fullness. Because he's holy, his eyes cannot behold iniquity. So God wants a sanctified heart, a clean heart, clean thoughts. You are not wishing anybody evil. Then go walk clean tongue, clean hands, clean leg. Praise the Lord, somebody. Once we become clean inside and on the outside, we become his temple. Everywhere you go, it's only in Christianity we carry the object of our worship everywhere we go. If shall go worship, I want to worship, shall go. He has to go to a place and pour libations to Olukosho. If you shall go, Ogun worship, I want to worship, shall go. They need to go to a place and slaughter dog to appease him. But in Christianity, we carry God the Father on our inside. He said, I will live in them. I will walk in them. He said, know ye not that your body is temple of Holy Ghost, who is living inside of you. He said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. 1 John chapter 4 verse 1 says, ye have already overcome them. The greater is he. Who is that greater one? Jesus. It's only in Christianity. You carry the object of, if you go to the toilet, God is following you there. If you go to your place of death, God is following you there. But why are we still experiencing defeat, iniquity? Why is this not happening the way it should happen? Iniquity. We have not upgraded our salvation to sanctification. We are still at the elementary level of salvation. That's why God is saying, clean up. The moment you clean up, he's testing with all his fullness. Then he begins to show you his almightiness. Praise the Lord, somebody. All of a sudden, somebody that whose life looks insignificant will now become begin to walk in the supernatural. Living the ordinary life, we begin to live extraordinary life. Because everything about God is extraordinary. Praise the Lord, somebody. Daniel chapter 11, 32. Said, those that do know their God, they shall be strong. They will do exploits. All of a sudden, that weak vessel, weak individual, will become so strong. Why? Because there is an invisible God that is backing up a man that is visible. There is an extraordinary God backing up that man that looks ordinary. Praise the Lord, somebody. So, how do I stay clean? How do I? Because devil is always bringing temptation. Devil is always bringing trials. Devil is always trying to introduce sin into our lives. So how do we defeat temptation? How do we overcome trials? How do we overcome all those satanic thoughts, all those agenda of Satan to poison our destiny? Psalm 119 verse 9 to 11. How do we give sin technical knockout? So that God can make us his dwelling place. So that we can become a reigner and a ruler. Psalm 119. Look at what the Bible says. Psalm 119. Verse 11. It says, Psalm 119. Let's take it from verse 9. He says, how can a young man cleanse his way? How can I clean my way? How can a young man cleanse his way? He said, by taking heed according to your word. Then verse 10. He said, with my whole heart I have sought you, that I might not sin against you. And how did you overcome that iniquity? Verse 11. Your word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you. The word of God is our sanctifier. Just like we use water to wash our clothes, to wash our body, that is how the word of God washes our mind, washes our spirit. To be pure, to be clean. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26, he said, sanctify her by the washing of the word. See, the word of God that washes away negative influence and cleanses the mind. It is through the word that our mind is cleansed of doubt. It is through the word that we are renewed. It is through the word that every form of inadequacy on the inside, every form of feeling of inferiority conflict, every form of negative, poisonous thoughts, wishing people evil, it is through the word that those toxic thoughts, all those toxic, all the agenda of Satan are thwarted. Praise the Lord, somebody. Say, your word have I hidden in my heart? Many people, the things they don't want to do is what they find themselves doing. It's an attack of the devil. It's an attack of the Satan. Of Satan. Because sin is not a natural phenomenon. Sin is a spiritual phenomenon. Ephesians, look at it in Ephesians chapter 2. You will see. Sin is not a natural phenomenon. Sin is a supernatural phenomenon. Ephesians chapter 2. Look at it. There is a spirit that is behind every iniquity you see. Ephesians chapter 2. It says, in which you once walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. So when you see people living in disobedience, there is a demon behind it. You see people lying, habitual liar, there is a spirit behind it. You see people committing fornication, adultery, there is a spirit sponsoring it. Anger, there is a spirit sponsoring it. It's a spirit. So iniquity is a spirit. See, there are demons promoting them. So how do you combat them? By hiding the word of God in your heart. Your word have I hidden in my heart, so that I will not sin. Which kind of words are you to hide in your heart? First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22, he said, abstain from every form of evil. Because whatever is capable of misrepresentation will be misrepresented. Abstain. You are hiding that in your heart. Praise the Lord. The word of God washes our mind. The word of God brings renewal, renews our mind, and removes every toxin from the mind, leading to daily renewal of our spirit. So we must be hiding the word of God in our heart. Look at it. In Luke chapter 4, when Satan came to tempt Jesus, if Jesus was tempted, Satan will tempt any man. Satan will tempt any man with greed, will tempt any man with any kind of sin. But when Jesus was tempted by Satan, how did Jesus combat him? It is written. Where did he get it? It is written from. From his spirit. Praise the Lord, somebody. It is written. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. It is written. So, it is through the word, hiding the word in his heart, that Jesus was able to deal with sin problems. If me and you will be able to deal with iniquity, we must be hiding the word of God in our inward man. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from his mouth. In other words, we must read the word of God and listen to the voice of God. Because behind every word of God, there is a spirit behind it. The word has spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life. I'm telling you, many people you see that are committing sin, some of them don't want to commit sin. Something pushes them into it. Praise the Lord, somebody. Certain demons pushing them into it. Praise God. And why is the devil pushing them into that sin? So that their destiny can be corrupted. So that their destiny can become cancerous. So that their destiny can be wasted. Praise the Lord, somebody. Yeah. That is it. There is a spirit promoting it. To combat your spirit, we must be hiding the word in our heart. Which word must we be hiding in our heart? Know for sure that sin have consequences. He said, all of us have sinned and we have come short of the glory of God. Sin will cut short of God's glory. The Bible says that we can only see his glory when we are living a holy life. So when we hide the word of God in our heart, the word of God injects God's ability into our inward man. So when temptation comes, say, I resist that iniquity. When the devil brings negative thought into our heart, I resist that thought. This is not my thought. People that develop negative character, it comes in form of negative thought. Praise the Lord, somebody. Yeah, comes again, negative thought. Try it. There won't be, nothing will happen. Before you know it, the fellow is gone. Because sin will first of all attract before it assassinate. Some sins are so tantalizing. Some sins are so alluring. Praise the Lord. Never get anything good from Satan. Nothing good can come from him. The sin is a tool in the hand of Satan to destroy destiny. Something happened to me. Great temptation came last year or thereabouts. towards the end of last year. In the course of our practice. We had, this is how the thing played out. The people that were going to sell something, they were going to sell that product. The figure they were playing around with, they came up with, is what we told our own client. But eventually, our client accepted to go about it like that. But those fellows, when I interacted with them, I discovered that they were ready to let go of 10 million naira from that money. And see, the entire money is me they will pay it into. I'm the one that will pay them. All the documents, I'm the one that will do it. You see, Satan, no? The money will not be paid directly to those people. All the money will be paid directly to me. I'm the one that will issue the document. Are you getting it now? So now, it was so clear that this 10 million naira has become my own, in quotes. Because the man has accepted. I'm telling you, if you don't deal with sin, sin will deal with you. But because I have understanding what I'm sharing with you now, you know what I did? So that they will not put me in a corner. Before any pressure begin to mount, I said the manager, I said this before, this is the private conversation I have with them. I said, so, the money you are going to give them is less 10 million naira. You know what devil was telling me? You are a fool. You walk away with 10 million naira? How will you be rich? Listen to me. If you don't deal with sin, sin will deal with you. But eventually, at the end of the day, certain things, certain wind blew, and what I was to hide cleverly. Do you understand? What was not to the knowledge of the man, eventually, that thing was not, the business was not designed like that. Are you understanding me? But certain things happened. So that day, when that thing happened, something told me that if you had concealed that thing that time, look at what will have happened today. I said, glory be to God. I would have lost out completely. It was a setup to bring shame. Fellow will have felt down. You see what I'm talking about? Listen to me. I want to close with this. If you don't learn how to walk away from what does not belong to you, what belongs to you will never come. If you don't learn to look away, to walk away from what God does not give you, what belongs to you will not be given to you. Let's rise on our feet. Hiding the word in your heart will keep me and you clean and pure. Because greed will have made me. Because my legitimate money in that transaction is more than big enough. But come and see what devil did. He put 10 million naira on top. Can you see what I'm saying? He added by his own, he added 10 million naira to that money. Is 10 million naira not empty enough? It's empty. It's empty. But eventually, if I coasted along with him, my legitimate money, which is even bigger than that 10 million naira, my own money that the man is giving me is more than that 10 million. Can you see? I would have lost the 10 million naira that I wanted to steal, Abby, and I would have also lost the one that is my own legitimate money. Who will now become a loser? The fellow. That's the way they will fight. Praise the Lord, somebody. Yeah. And as that one, God made us to pass that test. Guess what happened? The man asked me. He gave me another thing to do for him. You see what I'm saying? He gave me another thing. Different from that one. Praise the Lord, somebody. Because that day I told him that, look, you don't need to give this to 10, additional 10 million naira any longer. And that money will be sent to me. I never knew what that did in his spirit. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. Building greater intimacy with God. You must be hiding. Temptation will be coming left, right, and center. Can you imagine? I will have lost that 10 million naira I was trying to corner. And the other money that will have been given to me, I will have still lost it. Then I will now become miserable. Somebody say, God forbid. Rise on your feet this morning. If you don't walk away from what does not belong to you, what belongs to you will never come. Praise the Lord. This morning, rededicate your life to Him. Lord, I rededicate my life to you. Oh, I love today's message. I love the sent word of today. Lord, that you are the greatest need of my life. The greatest need is not money. The greatest need I need is God. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I appreciate you. Thank you for teaching me how to deal with the problem. Lord, I give you all the glory. Thank you, my God.